Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
With co-host Arm and Dan Benders, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey there, townies. Welcome to Dumb People Town. Population you. Thank you to everybody who rated this thing and reviewed it. And I love the population one, population two, population three, population four.
It's a weird algorithm because they don't show you the most ones. So just, yeah,
just keep doing it. Here's what I want you to do for this one. For anyone who hasn't reviewed this show, because it's what keeps us
on iTunes
in the top, like, you know, we were in the top 10 a couple weeks ago for the whole week or last week. And top five, top four, we were four. Just if you review it, just write the name Jan Flotto. Write your favorite Jan Flotto thing down and then review that and then we're good to go. We have an amazing show today because a really good friend of ours, one of the funniest people we know.
Guys, thank you.
Not you, Dan.
Jesus.
Is with us today.
Dan thought you were talking about him.
No!
I did. I really did.
Our buddy Rob Cordry is here.
Yay.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I left so many reviews of this podcast.
You did?
Most of those are mine.
That's all you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you can review. You reviewed
different computers.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Different accounts.
Some were negative, too, which I appreciate.
I just want to balance it out.
Right. You got to mix it up.
I don't like everything about the show.
Fair enough.
And you know what? We recognize that we need to improve some things.
Yeah.
Let me just say quickly, thank you to those as well. We had the live show that we recorded at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. File lost, which sucks. Those who were there and saw it live, super fun. But the Mark Norman show was awesome.
I loved it.
So fun.
And we'll say that this Friday, or this week as this comes out, we will be in Kansas City, the 11th through the 13th at the Improv there. So check us out there.
Have fun, gents.
Daniel, we got stories.
Yeah.
Let's jump into a story right away, and then we'll talk to Rob.
And stories.
All right. This was sent in by Stephen Shepard at Pep in Your Step. Sebastian.
Shit. I don't want to give him notes.
This is me, too, that I sent this in to.
You sent it in, too?
Wait a minute.
By the way, I don't want to give him notes on the name, but I think his name is Steve Shepard, and his thing is Pep in His Step. I think it should be...
Actually, it says
Shep in Your Step.
Or Pep in Your Shep.
You want to know what? I read it wrong. It's Pep in Your Shep.
Thank you very much.
It is.
But actually, now like Jay's better, Shep in Your Step.
I feel bad I read it wrong, because like Rob's next review is definitely going to hide.
Dan reads the names wrong. One star.
Just try harder.
Yeah. First of all, this show is called Dumb People Town, so the bar should be low.
Right, everything we do kind of fits under that rubric.
If your expectation is me to always say things right, you are in for a
wrong podcast.
Wrong expectation.
Yes. I failed journalism school.
Go listen to Pod Saves America.
Sebastian, good show, actually.
Really good show.
Sebastian, Florida. Rob, I know you spent time there. How much of Ballers do you guys shoot down there?
We shot the first two seasons there.
Wow.
So
you lived it.
Yeah, three and a half, 4 months sometimes.
Just sweating.
Just in an apartment.
Did you ever see a naked guy with a machete just cruising the streets?
No, that would be...
Rural Florida.
Wouldn't be weird enough. That place is terrible. I feel comfortable saying that now that we're not shooting there anymore.
Yeah,
we're shooting in
back.
L.A.
Yeah.
I don't have to go back. It's just the worst. There's nothing for me in Miami. I'm 46 years old.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're not 25 or 85, there's
it's
nothing.
Not your place.
I literally used to go back to my rental and sit in my underwear and play and put together jigsaw puzzles and drink wine
and play records.
And play records. That's all I did.
By the way,
still got arrested four times.
It's unbelievable.
Still managed to. I did get a gun pulled on me.
Did you really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where?
I forget what happened, whether my alarm went off or something, my house alarm, like I set it off by mistake. And it was just, you know, it's an Airbnb.
Sure.
And I was watching a movie and then I saw like lights outside.
What?
And that's always so freaky,
yeah,
right?
That's like a bad night for John Wick.
Windows are scary.
Yeah.
You get down on the floor and crawl to the bedroom.
Which, by the way, that's not suspicious at all for someone looking in, a person crawling while an alarm's going on.
Wait, you saw lights and like hit the deck?
No, I didn't hit the deck.
Okay.
But I ran to the bedroom to look out a different window to see what was going on. And I didn't see anybody, but I saw a cop car there. And so I was like, oh, it's the cops, whatever. And I walked in.
Typical white man.
They're probably looking
typical
for
typical white response. Oh, yeah, it's the cops.
Oh, it's the cops.
Great. I'm fine.
Oh, they're fine with me.
Yeah. God.
I opened the front door, and there was a cop there, and he pulled his gun out.
Whoa!
And I was like, holy shit. And I had to identify myself and...
Did you start listing all your credits? I'm Rod Corddry, Daily Show, Children's Hospital. We did the spinoff Newsreaders, which was great. We loved
Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine 1, Hot Tub Time Machine 3. We wanted to call it 3, but they did it 2. We thought it would be funnier if it was 3. But
He wasn't completely sold until his partner came around back and recognized me.
You needed the recognition of the
partner. She was a Ballers fan. She's like, put that away. No, he's good. He's good. You live here? Okay.
Along with Elizabeth Warren. You're like, Elizabeth Warren mentioned me in her book. Can't believe Elizabeth Warren watches.
And cops.
Ballers and cops. Has reach. Elizabeth Warren and cops.
Yeah, not the demographic.
No, that's who you want.
Yes, of course.
Also, and everyone in between.
I just picture that cop kind of like begrudgingly putting it away. Like, all right. Like, you say put it away,
so.
But I'm still going to look at this guy angrily.
There was another dude there, my liquor delivery guy, because I couldn't be bothered to go out and get my own booze.
Liquor delivery guy.
He would come, this huge black dude with a gold grill, right?
Yeah.
Greatest guy in the world. Greatest guy. He
Rob opens the door. You do jigsaw puzzles?
Get in here, man.
You
talk to me forever. He still texts me sometimes.
That's phenomenal.
And he showed me, like, took me out to his car to show me the AK-47 he had on the floor of his car.
Just hanging out on the floor. That's Florida, man. So that's where this story takes place.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy times.
I love that Florida lives up. A woman who reported belonging to the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
First,
she says she belongs.
That's
to
what I'm saying. Hard rule. If you say you're in the Illuminati,
you are not in the Illuminati.
It's kind of like the Walter Payton quote. If you're good at something, you tell everybody. If you're great at something, they tell you.
Yeah. You're in the Illuminati.
If you're telling everyone you're in the Illuminati, you're at best on parole. Like, maybe you'll get in.
You're in the Illuminati if two people suspect you're in the Illuminati.
Right.
That's
when you're in.
If you say you're in the Illuminati, you do not have custody of your children. Well, can we all say
catch
that?
Catch 22.
I'm not entirely sure. She said something bad to a cop, which I'll say in a second, which definitely got her arrested. But the first part, I did not understand what she was doing wrong. I'll read the sentence. A woman who reported belonging to the Illuminati got arrested after emerging from under a blanket.
Whoa.
Is that?
Whoa.
In Florida, wait a minute. They're like, we don't want you doing anything under a blanket.
Don't want anything happening under
blankets. No, not in Florida.
No, you can't go under.
It's too hot. They want to know why would you be under
there? You have to. There's a law, a local, it's Miami, probably Miami or Dade County.
Everything's got
to
be
You have to be
blanket.
On top of a blanket.
Everything on top of a blanket.
You can't emerge from anything in Florida.
I love, too, what you said. I meant to say this when you, like, what did you say, like... Florida is like for 18-year-olds or like 68-year-olds or whatever.
Yeah.
And even in the show, like your character has to play into that. Like this is, I have to deep way down to like get into everything because you're not. It's not for you.
It's not. But he wants it to be. That's the difference between me and my character.
Your character wants to be down there. Yeah.
She got arrested after emerging from under a blanket and telling a deputy he would burn. That's the part that gets you.
Okay.
Cops don't love it when you tell them he's going to burn. They're going to burn.
No, that's not their best part of their day. I'm going to show you guys a picture of this woman.
Does she seem like someone who would emerge from a blanket?
Yes, no one's ever looked more like they just came out from under a blanket than this woman right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's blanket time.
She's got blanket head.
She's got blanket head. I mean, all that hair is just straight blanket head.
Just straight blanket
head. She definitely was chewing her cheek. Well, she definitely cut her own hair.
That's how she does her hair, by just climbing under a blanket in the morning,
being around. It takes a while, but it's worth it.
Blanket messy.
Yeah, she preferred not a down. She doesn't like a down comforter. Also arrested after emerging from a blanket. I don't know if it's the same one. It just says a blanket.
A blanket.
After emerging from a blanket was a man who yelled with the woman, quote, about Freemasons and their impending music record deal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they're saying the Freemasons have a record deal coming out.
They're talking about the band, the Freemasons.
The Freemasons.
Yes.
Which great name for a band. How has that not already been?
The lead guitarist of Foghat started.
Yeah, started his own prog rock side project.
Yeah.
The case of Kristen Morrow, 37, and George Davis, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Look
she's
at now we're starting
dipping
to see it
a little bit.
Look
so
at
she's
her.
His manager, right?
Right. Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
like she pays for his life.
Yes.
He's probably the drummer.
Uh-huh.
The case of Morrow and Davis, great law firm, yeah. began March 25th on Indian River Drive in Sebastian when an Indian River County Sheriff's deputy went to a, quote, suspicious person report involving a male under a blanket. So he went to a dude under a blanket party and a woman came out yelling about the Freemasons.
It's not a party. I'm assuming no. these people are somewhere where
they
shouldn't be.
No.
They'll
right.
be yeah. They're like in a discovery zone jerking off under a blanket. Or like on someone's lawn under
yeah.
a blanket.
But imagine the cops.
Quick, get under that blanket. The cops are coming.
They won't see
here.
Us.
Yeah, to them that's an invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
I just imagine the cop who's like, what are we doing? What are we looking for? We're looking for some person under a blanket. And they found him.
Wasn't that a Dave Matthews song?
Under a blanket.
Yeah. Dreaming.
It's so good, too. Have you heard the long cut that
no,
they did?
I,
oh, my
I
God. It was at Bonnaroo. They did 27
under
minutes
under
of
Under a Blanket and Dreaming.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. You just described my nightmare. Dave Matthews doing 27 minutes of anything.
One song. 27 minutes. He's going, man.
Although, I guarantee there's dumb people townies listening right now who are like, song 41 is actually pretty good. two steps worth it when it goes that long. That's also the extent of my knowledge.
Maybe.
The deputy arrived and saw a blanket.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a blanket.
Yeah, you know, he spoke in. He spoke into his shoulder.
Does it have a number like? But you know, 847. That we got
yeah,
a classic.
Because
like
a
187's a murder.
It's probably a wool LL Bean, four stripe.
He tells her like, you guys know this LL Bean. This is good for life. You return this no matter what.
That's just LL Bean for you.
It's probably an FLA. That's probably what the code for it is. Mm-hmm. The deputy arrived, saw the blanket. A woman later identified as Morrow came out from under the blanket. I imagine that was a lot of like. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Everybody knows you're under the blanket.
I see a foot. Okay, so when you tell the world you're gay, you come out of the closet.
Right.
When you tell the world you're bi, is that coming out
when
from under the blanket?
You tell the world that you're in the Illuminati.
You're yeah, underneath yeah, the blanket. That's yeah, when you reveal yeah. to the
I've
world that you're part of the
blanket.
I've come out from under the blanket, guys. No longer do I need this blanket yeah. to cover up my true identity, which is part of the Illuminati.
Quote, this is what she said. She came out of the blanket hot. Out of the blanket, hot, guys.
By the way, and I don't recommend that. If you're coming out of the blanket, you want to start. You want it to be a slow burn.
Yeah. Slow.
It
you
should be
ramp.
A gradual, like, oh, hey. You don't come out of the blanket hot.
Stretch.
Oh. Yes.
You get under a days, blanket.
You know those guys, those days where you either wake up later than you're supposed to, or you wake up thinking it's later than it's supposed to be, and you come out of the blanket hot, and then you
yeah.
spend the next hour trying to recatch your
yeah.
breath and not
yeah,
throw
you
up.
You get dizzy.
Don't come
dizzy.
Out of the blanket hot.
No. This happens if we're on the road, and like I'm getting 1 hour sleep before I have to come home. Because it was, for us, it was always you got to take the first flight back.
You get a nap.
You got to take the first flight back, because you got to get back to be with the kids. And I'll maybe go to bed at 2 and wake up at 4 to get to the airport. And the phone rings in the hotel and I've jumped up out of bed and it has made me dizzy
Your
for
heart.
Like 3 days.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's the worst thing ever.
You came out hot. You
came out hot out of the blanket. You got to come slow out of the blanket. All right, so what'd
slow
she say?
Out of the blanket. That's a good rule for life here in DPT. Mm-hmm. Quote, this is, she comes out yelling, they wrote. Not said.
No, she's
yelling.
Screaming.
I am part of the Illuminati and Freemasons. You have no authority, and I don't have to leave. No one has said a word to her yet.
Yeah. No one asked her what she's doing. No one even said
no one said she had to leave?
Yeah.
You know, that's always, if you've ever watched, like,
when people start answering questions that weren't asked.
When you watch an episode of Cops, or when you show up to, like, even your own family, and, like, the kids are already in a fight, and they're meeting you in the driveway with everything you haven't asked for.
I didn't kick her once.
I did not kick her.
Tells me you accidentally kicked her and then it.
You're not
you
not
kicked
even
her
in
and
park.
You're trying to get out ahead of her saying you kicked
right.
her.
So the cop's like, anybody under that blanket? You have no authority here?
I'm not
I don't
leaving.
Have to leave. I'm part of the
ma'am,
Freemasons.
Ma'am,
and
we didn't
Illuminati.
Say anything about you having to leave. Nobody said anything.
Do you believe in the Freemasons? Do you think that's like a thing?
Well, yeah.
I don't believe that it's a...
No, I no.
You don't believe they
no.
have control in
God,
our country?
No. God, no. Absolutely not. I think all the founding fathers were...
Freemasons.
They were all Freemasons. Everybody was.
Right.
And they designed the bill, the dollar bill. They're you know, I'm sure there is some influence, mm-hmm. you know, from the way that the Freemasons
set things up,
ran their meetings, ran their government, so to speak, that are similar to the way that we do. And that's just because, you know, it worked.
And it was small enough back then where you could have this kind of quiet community handle things.
I mean, my grandfather was, he had a sword.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was a Freemason. He had a sword.
No way.
I used to play with it. I also used to play with a gun. He had his guns.
You were destined to shoot a show in Florida.
Fucking yeah. My grandfather had a gun that he would just keep out. It was a rusty shotgun in his basement. And when they would all leave,
great band.
I would have
great band or great
I would
sexual
play with the
thing
gun,
to do to someone.
And there were bullets up there. And I thought to myself, I was just a kid. I was like, you know, it'd be cool.
No. Yeah.
If I load this thing up and go out in the backyard and just pop one off. That thing would have exploded
in your face,
blown my head off.
Yeah. The backlash from it, or I don't know what they call that.
It's not even
kickback.
No way that gun, in that condition, not having been fired for 50 years, would have fired.
I feel like giving
a dumber kid would have tried, and you would have been you would have been toast.
I think giving someone a rusty shotgun is definitely like a isn't that like a sexual thing?
That's something you do under the blanket.
Under the blanket activity. Yeah. She gave him a rusty shotgun.
She pees on her hands and then gives them
that's the Moises Alou.
Rob, do you know where that sword is today?
That's a good question. No, I don't. I don't.
Grandpa's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's probably stuck in a rock somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone's got to
waiting.
Take it out.
I don't know your stance on swords, but to me personally, I'd be like, I'd want that in my office. That is a cool, like,
that
way, high,
really
up,
cool,
way high up. Way
well,
high
no,
up.
Well, no, it's funny. My wife's mom's best friend was a photographer and shot all this stuff in Africa. She shot a bunch of like beautiful photos, spent like a lot of time with an African tribe, and they gave her a spear that they had made, which is just, it's this metal. It's so simply put together, but it could definitely, like a sword, it is hanging in our living room. I'm like, what's the difference between that and the sword?
Yeah,
that
you was never in know. The
difference
it might
is
come down
you have,
to it.
You have two girls.
That's right.
You do not have to worry about
two girls. Exactly.
I don't think they know
Corby
how to
get it. You don't
I don't
have
think
to worry.
They're not going to go to my son.
I also don't think they know.
Seek that thing out and be like,
start just.
Yeah, he'd be like, I wonder if I could throw this into the roof. That would be my son's first thought and make it stick. It's actually a great game.
But if he did it, you'd be like, good job, son. We need to talk about how to handle
a spear. Sweet toss. Nice trajectory, but don't ever do that.
I don't know. I could see Georgia handling a spear like nobody's business.
Yeah,
no,
I bet.
Right?
No.
She could, but still.
Right.
Don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Then they go into this article. They go down a rabbit hole of the Illuminati and some sort of BuzzFeed article explaining what it is. I'll say this. This is what they say. Opinions differ on whether the Illuminati exists, but it apparently has a website. So, okay.
Is this the paper questioning whether... Okay, fine.
The website states the Illuminati is, quote, an elite organization of world leaders, business authorities, innovators, artists, and other influential members of this planet. In my mind, this Illuminati website is definitely running on angel fire. And they want it that way.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, look, the worse it is, the more people will discount it.
It only works on like the third version of Netscape. That's the only browser it still works on.
The more conspiracy theorists look into the Illuminati, the kind of the more sad and silly,
I know,
it gets,
right?
Because, you know, what was that club up in, like,
the Owl Club
or something
up in San Francisco?
Is it San Francisco?
It's
Northwest,
like the Mere Woods or something.
Yeah,
up there,
they go,
right?
They go and they have this party and it's crazy.
By the way, I know people who've been to
things
that.
Like, you know, they can all get naked and do
and
ceremonies.
And then, like,
it makes it seem so less scary to me that Dick Cheney is doing this dumb thing, you know?
And, like, Dick Cheney, and then they'll bring in like some crazy person to sing.
Yeah,
you know, like Bono comes.
Yeah,
and not
that's
him,
why
but,
that's why these things get blown out of proportion.
Yeah,
because they're a weird, dumb thing.
But I think what they're latching onto is like a moment, like certainly Trump isn't doing it, but like a moment where like Obama would be like, well, maybe I should have Bruce Springsteen over to the White House to talk about like how to connect with like working class people or something, where they're like, let me talk to someone who's had 40 years of experience of connecting with an audience, and let me talk to these people because they might have ideas of how we can do this better. And it becomes this thing where they are like consulting with people who are successful
right,
and have done well.
But then they like drench themselves in cow's blood and burn a totem.
Yeah.
True, which makes people feel like, oh no, there's something bigger going on here.
Yeah. True. Yeah. That's the crazy fringe. Yeah. I'm talking about like, yeah, okay, there is a cabal of artists and smart people who maybe weigh in and help the leaders of this country right. make some choices.
That'd so it's nice. Like a de facto Illuminati.
It kind of is.
It's,
in just,
a
way,
it's a, why just, isn't Cordray a part of that?
It smells like a cover up because it's a, they're covering up
nothing.
Just embarrassing
right,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just right. weird stuff they've been doing since the
1880s. Yeah, man.
Covering up like an old person elephant walk.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
what is it? Charlie's dick.
Yeah.
Walking through.
Occam's razor.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, well, the website says that they're whatever it said on the farm. Meanwhile, the deputy reported a man later identified as Davis. He also came out from under the blanket.
So did they know
how big was this blanket?
It's a humongous blanket.
California King.
Definitely.
It's like a clown blanket. Like you don't know how many people are under that guy.
Or there was a hole underground.
Probably a hole under the
ground, and then people get emerging from.
Can
the
I also
hole,
say what I
bunker.
Love about Dumb People Town? I guarantee on Twitter someone will tell us exactly what the name of that organization was, and we yes. won't even have to have looked it up. Well, nope. let the town. It takes a town. Mm-hmm. It takes a town.
It does take a town.
It takes a town.
That's what Hillary said.
Morrow, she kept yelling, and the deputy told her to lower her voice. I'm guaranteed a ma'am was thrown in there at the beginning and end of his sentences.
Lower your voice, ma'am.
Yeah.
I will not listen to you, ma'am, unless you lower your voice. And that just made her want to go higher.
You're right. The next quote. She continued to yell and rant that she was a famous music talent, and she knew judges, and her family would have my job, the cops said.
Mm-hmm. Music judges? Like judges from like American Idol
judges? Randy Jackson.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Davis began questioning why he was being detained. If I'm the cop, I'm like, I need you guys to hold still because I want to see how many more people are going to come
their
out.
Their whole thing is like, just come with as much heat as possible. Yes. Like, why are we being detained? My family owns judges.
Morrow.
I'm going to get your job. People are screaming, screaming, hoping that they'll just be like, we're getting away.
Morrow. What
Shut
is
up.
It? What is it, Davis? When the cop gets here, we come out hot.
Just come out firing.
Just don't breathe.
Give him the old rusty shotgun.
The more we say, the more likely he is to forget why he's even here.
Hey, should we come out too? Or are we going to stay under the blanket?
Guys, wait until I give you the signal.
We'll stay under the blanket.
And then we'll all go.
When we sing the second verse of our hit album, you guys can come
out of the blanket.
Bring the castanets.
Still hot?
Still hot.
Coming out hot of the blanket. Okay.
Kyle, I need you to reattach that tag because the cop ain't going to ring us up for that either.
They're here, dude.
They're here. There's just a whole, community of people and bylaws and like a government system set up under the blanket.
All in favor.
The nays have it. That is the rule. No matter where you are, you got to whisper under a blanket. Oh, you can't talk under a blanket.
Speak you regular yells, volume.
You save your yells for the other side of the blanket.
Yeah,
stored up.
That's an out of blanket voice.
So she's yelling about their music deal, and the judges are going to take his job. While Davis. I feel like a little less, coming in a little less hot.
Says,
just wanted to know, why are we
me.
Here? Why are we here? Officer, why are we here? Davis and Morrow kept yelling, quote, about Freemasons and their impending music record deal and the celebrities, judges, and power their family had. I don't believe them. Mm-hmm. Quote, I was advised I would lose my job and burn. I think that's when a cop's like, all right, I'm going
to... Once, that's a threat.
That's a threat.
Yeah. That's violence.
You know what I think is really lovely about this story is when... Two people who are the same kind of crazy
meet each other.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Because
really nice.
Neither one has to go to a dinner party and make an excuse for the other one.
No, their crazy compliments the other's
that's
crazy.
That's right.
The amount of times they've gone to a dinner party, let's pretend it's more than
let's pretend they've been to a dinner party.
Is them leaving the dinner party being like, those people,
they didn't get anything we were saying.
It's them against the world.
I had your back in that conversation.
Nobody understands us at all.
I'm glad we left early. I mean, I felt like they wanted us to go, but it's because they knew.
You know what?
It was our choice.
They can't. They're not. They weren't hearing what we were saying.
I just want to get home, get under the blanket,
go back to doing what we do best.
Yeah.
So talk about the Illuminati.
Instead of burning, okay. So they said you're gonna burn. Quote: I'll lose my job and they would burn. Instead of burning, the deputy arrested Morrow and Davis, each on disorderly conduct charge. Morrow, that poor girl, she was also arrested on a resist arrest without violence charge.
Of course,
which means I guess she said no.
No, I'm not going.
No violence or anything was other than her saying
as
don't
they're clipping
me.
Her in.
Yes.
No,
nope.
They wrap it up like this: details of their impending music record deal and the celebrities, judges, and their power their family had.
Okay,
were not
what is
listed.
The what is the best music come out of? Stories of being arrested, stories of coming up against
tragedy.
Fuck the police.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the songs. What the cops are doing is gifting them their next album.
Yeah,
so
I mean, they're on
you're
their
welcome.
Way to an outlaw country album.
It's theirs
already.
To lose.
Under the blanket, under the blanket, and burn.
Yeah. You also described
Morrow and Harris. What are their names?
Morrow and Davis.
Yeah. Under the blanket.
You also, Rob perfectly described every element of their life. It's theirs to lose.
So here's what I want you, it's theirs to lose. So, Morrow and Davis, Under the Blanket. This is what I'm, as we head to break right now, I want our fans who are creative and artistic to design the album cover
if you
for
can,
Morrow and Davis.
If anybody's, if you can do it.
Yeah. Morrow and Davis, Under the Blanket, and if they're out there, they'll find it.
And no fucking Afghans.
Yeah!
No.
I don't see anything.
Keep it real.
Crocheted. All right, guys, that's the first segment down. Rob Corddry is with us.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We
Dan Van Kirk, Jay Scott. We have two more segments to go. We're emerging from
great
this blanket.
Show.
We
that
emerged from the
show.
Blanket of this show hot, and we're just going to keep getting hotter.
I am out of here.
No,
wait
no,
a second, Rob.
This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Rob Corddry with us. New season of Ballers is on when? Is it...
you just finished shooting.
July. July something.
And luckily shot in LA, which I know is like a nice thing to have you
amazing.
Back here.
It was amazing.
It's such a fun show, man, too.
I have a blast doing it.
Do you know what? Can I also tell you, this is probably the tiniest role in any film you've ever had, but my kids Liev goes crazy when he sees you because he knows you at the very beginning of Muppets Most Wanted. All you say is, all right, that's a wrap.
That's it.
And then he walks off camera.
I play the first AD of the first movie, I guess.
That's right.
And it starts right where the first... I was cut out of the first
Muppets.
One.
The Muppets.
I played a... Yeah, the Muppets. I played a Hollywood Boulevard Superman who just goes to the Muppet Theater and basically... goes on stage, leaves the stage, and everybody's wallet's gone. So it was really funny, but it was kind of a long bit. And they called me to tell me, like, they were like, hey, man.
Listen.
But hey, listen, Billy Crystal got cut, too.
Yeah.
I was like,
wait a minute, that doesn't make me feel better.
You're working too hard.
Yeah.
It's
like, all right, it happens.
What a nice, they made the call, though.
I actually said it on that day, shooting...
This is going to go.
Jason Segel was like, there's no way this is going to be in the movie.
And Segel's like, you're right. So it's like, this is a giant
waste. He just kind of shrugged and smiled.
Waste of time.
Yep.
Well, speaking of movies, you are in a movie that our friend Ken Marino directed.
That's right.
Called How to Be a Latin Lover. And that is fascinating. I saw the billboards. I knew he was doing it. And I remember we kind of talked about it when we had seen you and him earlier. And I knew he was doing it. And then I started seeing all these billboards up about it.
They really
and it was
plugged
this
it.
Really kind of the most Latin-y dude ever with a rose in his mouth and shirtless and sunglasses
Eugenio Derbez.
And so this guy, for those who don't know, and most people in America don't know him, he's the biggest movie star really in the world.
Might be.
So all Latin countries understand who this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
And
huge.
Knows he just opens movies left and right there.
George Clooney of Latin America.
Who's George Clooney?
Oh, God damn.
So it was a lost reference. I can't help it. I'll go back in the blanket.
Get under the blanket.
Rosemary Clooney's son.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So he's the star of this movie. And is he trying to cross him over?
Well,
he had
a movie that kind of crossed over that was on. It was all Spanish language called Instructions Not Included or something.
Okay.
And it somehow like seeped into the
American
there it was on planes and stuff and I don't think it was ever released in the theaters, but that got people wondering who he was, I think. And
so
then he decided to make the jump
and he made the leap. And our buddy Ken Marino from the state, who was his directorial debut, or had he directed anything before this?
So he had directed a ton of TV.
Right.
He directed a lot of Children's Hospital.
Oh, cool.
Directed Burning Love.
Oh yeah.
You know,
so,
but he did a bunch of TV.
He had directorial experience, but this is the first feature.
Yeah.
And it came in, it's released. So if you guys want to go out and see a really cool movie, go see it. But you're in it.
Yeah, I'm in it a little bit.
You're in it a little bit. And
And no. But
then more than the Muppets.
More than the Muppets.
Yeah.
But it came in at number two.
Yeah.
That's crazy in the box office.
Beaten
and that's
by
here.
The Fast Car movie.
Look, you know, no one's going to beat the Fast and the Fury. No one's going to beat that.
Right.
It's just driving on ice. That's what I'll call it.
Like, ice road truckers.
Yeah.
So I play in this funny story. I play Raquel Welch's bodyguard / chauffeur.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Love it.
And my whole job in the movie is to keep him away from her.
That's hilarious.
You know, because she's this rich white woman. And at the end, there's this love connection that sparks between us.
You and Raquel Welch.
Yeah. And then.
How's she look?
So.
Stop. Okay. That's
it. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Just like the poster.
Yeah.
Nice.
Long pause.
She goes, Ken was like, and I know it doesn't say it in the script, but why don't you guys, like, at this moment, make out? You know, it'll be funny.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just cut wherever we want. And I swear to God, she looked at me.
Mm-hmm. She was
Looked back and she went, no.
What? Like, I was going to say the same. I mean, you look beautiful.
She didn't want it. Didn't want it.
I hope her loss. Down, Robin. We're like, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Oh, now we're going to do it. Zach, this is called acting.
You go
this
hard.
Is called acting.
You go hard the other way.
What if Jake Gyllenhaal said no in Brokeback Mountain? Then you don't have,
a movie.
Yeah, you
then
don't.
Then you don't have a movie.
Well, people are.
I love that you think Jake Gyllenhaal would have a problem with Heath Ledger. What if it's the other way around? Heath Ledger's like, I can't do it with this guy. He's not good looking enough.
Yeah, why was it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Because.
Or what if he's like Heath Ledger was like, may he rest in peace.
Was he receiving?
What if Heath Ledger was like, look, I'm not gay, but he is clearly not my type, so I can't do this.
It just doesn't work for the character.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work for who I've created this person.
What if we give him a mustache?
Okay.
Now we're talking. Okay. I'm at the table. I'm going to unzip my pants. I'm at the table. And here we go. That's amazing. Well, anyway, that's out. You have a bunch of stuff. Did you just finish another movie too? Or what do you...
I got a movie coming out I have a little bit part in. But I did it because... Bill Macy was the director.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, he's awesome. And,
yeah, he knows what he wants.
It's called The Layover. I don't know what the deal with that is. Oh, and Shimmer Lake, friend of ours, wrote and directed a movie that it's coming out in June, I think, right to Netflix.
You just need to start working more. That's
Rob,
the only my
on,
if anybody
man.
Out there
just,
can get
all
Rob
this shit
somewhere.
Was made
motivation.
At different times.
I know.
I mean, it just
I know, but all then
way.
It comes out at the same time. It's like just
ever since you came out of the blanket, you've done so well.
You really We're have. Really, you emerged
about 20 years out of the blanket.
And every day is a gift.
You know,
every day
I
praise and I say thank you for allowing me to be out of
the blanket.
You guys want to do another story? Okay, here we go. This was sent in by NES Jumpman at NES Jumpman.
Love this dude.
Yeah, love him as well. Here we go. Oh, I'm going to tell you now. All of the puns you're about to hear
were from the newspaper.
Yeah.
This is not Dan trying to be funny.
If the next part is the best thing you've ever heard on Dumb People Town, we don't deserve that credit.
We're not going to take credit for it.
I wanted to mention that about the first article.
Yeah.
There was the reporter had a good time writing
it. Oh, yeah. I love when there's gets a little
he was subtle. Yeah. He was subtle.
This, I'm guessing, is not as subtle.
This guy was
Rob,
a little...
this is going to be a little what we call over the blanket.
Oh, yeah, the first sentence, you're going to know everything we're in for in
we're
terms
on
of
top of the blanket
this.
Here.
A Texas woman... took the plunge into viral infamy when she got her hand stuck in a toilet.
I took the plunge.
Yes. Also, if you got your hand stuck in a toilet, I'm sorry, but I feel like whatever happens, you deserve.
Wait, do you remember taking the Nesty plunge?
Yeah.
That ad campaign.
Dan, do you remember that, or are you too young?
Nesty was an iced tea.
To raise awareness for cancer?
No, it's not like an ice bucket
challenge.
No one cared.
We didn't care
about
cancer back then.
It was a woman in a bathing suit, like diving into a giant glass of
falling backwards
into a pool with a glass of iced tea.
With a glass of which is
what a waste.
A waste of iced tea.
Taking a plunge.
I don't know. It looks pretty refreshing to me.
So wait, this is how I'm supposed to enjoy Nesty is not to drink it.
Just like Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid guy busted through walls.
But let it cool. Let the actual glass cool my hand and then fall back into a pool.
Take the plunge, man.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
All right, so this woman took the plunge by getting her hand caught in a toilet.
Gracie Henderson was having a tough time with the move into her new home in New Caney. in Texas. Quote, a water pipe busted in the wall the day I moved in. I got my car stuck in the mud of the in my front yard. That's you.
Don't park your car in your front yard.
It's your own
yard.
Don't
park yards are for playing, not parking.
So this is clearly a woman who does not make the right decision.
Yeah,
anyway.
She thinks it's okay to do that.
Can't do that. Stuck her hand in the toilet. Can't do that.
Right. Her water pipe busted the day she moved in, and my brand new lawnmower stopped working. So. Remember those old, like, 1970s country songs that were just like a story of how the day went bad?
Yeah, yeah. My dog ran away.
She just wrote a country song.
Yeah. Yeah, but one of those, like, and I looked on over to my left. Like, one of those, like, story.
A guy who's talking and not, it's Waylon Jennings.
She's going through one of those bad days.
Charlie Daniels.
Yes. Then, I apologize in advance for an article I did not write. Then she got a royal flush of misery.
Flush again, man.
Plunge and flush. Son of a bitch, you have a lot of fucking balls.
How dare you?
The great, the part I love most is the three of your like regretful sighs was probably matched by everyone else in Dumb People Town. Yep. Like, you don't know
same
it, but you
time.
All just did
everybody
that together.
Everybody did it the same time they heard the
God.
Her royal flush of misery on April 12th when her toilet clogged and she didn't have a plunger.
Right.
Henderson, that might be a good time to go buy one. Nope, not Gracie Henderson. Gracie Henderson thought she might be able to fix the clogged commode by sticking her hand into the pot.
Why? What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's right.
That is a. Why do you want to get a handful of shit that bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what?
Mm. You got to do what you got to do.
Let me see if I can get down there and figure this out.
It's a woman who makes great decisions.
Nothing bad could come out
of
this.
Well, see, that's what I love. Since they listed so many other bad things in her day that
you're
happened.
Like, this is on her.
This was her, in a dumb way, striking back. Do you know what I mean? She's like, nope,
she
not
wanted
this.
This.
Yeah, like part of her was you know what? I'm not letting, this is the, I'm handling this. I'm
but
not even going to wait for
the. Once she got stuck, you know she played the victim.
But if you reach for a handful
of shit, why does this always happen to me?
You literally reach for a handful of shit, you deserve what you get.
Reach for a handful of shit, you're gonna get a handful of shit.
Yes,
you're gonna get if you're good at it,
stuck in the shit, just like your car got stuck in the yard, dummy. Yep.
Instead, she got herself into a real shit storm. I did not write this.
No,
when her watch got stuck, and by extension, the hand it was on. So she didn't even take her watch off reach
that
down.
That's one of my favorite Rebecca De Mornay movies. The hand that. Sticks
Take,
the
go
watch.
For it. You got it.
Oh, man.
The watch that,
could have been
I
so
felt
beautiful.
Like I was watching a diver who didn't get it. You knew they didn't get a good jump, and you're watching them go towards the water, and you hear
just
like
splash.
Like,
oh, so huge.
Just a whisper, like, this is going to be a splash.
The hand that.
Like your legs.
The hand that clocked
the hand that plunged the toilet.
The hand that clocked.
You can give it up. You can give it up.
Yeah, you don't have to die on this sword.
You can give it up.
The hand that clocked the Babel.
Right. You can just say goodbye to this one.
The hand that rocked the baby.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's farther from it.
The hand that clocked
Jason
the baby.
Jason is trying to help.
Maybe there's
Randy,
nothing there.
And Rob and I are trying to help both of them.
Maybe there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Just on the dive, your legs
the
were...
The hand
nope,
that...
Randy. The crap that the robs hand the hand. The crap that robs the hand.
The hand that rocked the crap. The hand that clocked the crapple.
That's the best you've done.
Wow.
For the listener at home, Rob left.
Sorry.
So, she got herself into a shitstorm. Who? She must have. There's no thought given. You don't even take the watch off.
I've done some stupid things in my life. I've looked at a situation, said I can handle this, and then not handled it. And I, but sticking your hand in a toilet.
I'm now showing everyone this woman.
Wait a minute.
They have disconnected
the toilet,
carried it outside with her arm attached to it.
I feel like they're going
to
have to destroy everything. Like she's
just cut her arm off at the elbow and start over.
This is like the best or worst episode of that show, Emergency.
Look at the embarrassment.
Look at the dog looking on behind her.
The dog is definitely licking her under thigh to a point that's really annoying.
I will also say,
Chauncey, no!
Not at all shocked that she's wearing flip flops.
Oh, I was going to say, not at all shocked she has a tattoo on the top of her foot.
Yeah.
I will also, this is a great opportunity for say, guys, we're currently talking about the photo we're looking at.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Dumb People Town Facebook page is, We are up over 500 people in the span of like 3 days recording this.
Let's do it.
The people are like chiming in. They're saying, like, I know where this happened.
Great. I love it.
It's the best.
Dumb People Town walking tours. Let's get into it.
It's at Dumb People Town on Facebook. If Dumb People Town will be up.
If Dumb People Town had a Planet Hollywood in it, this destroyed toilet would be right behind the hostess's desk.
No, no, yeah.
Over the bathroom.
So I'm running that page and I love everybody that's shown up.
And I'm going to say this.
Reviewing it on there as well.
There'd be sunglasses on that toilet.
Oh, Henderson was flushed with embarrassment.
No.
Fuck you.
Stop it right now.
No.
It's like the writer is a dog that keeps going back to eat his own shit.
No.
Bad.
Yeah. She's flushed with embarrassment. Do you think the person who wrote this was like, Dave, come over here. Can you help me think of any more puns I could work into this story?
She's already used flush twice,
Henderson Gracie was flushed with embarrassment because she works as a medic and knew how ridiculous her call was going to sound to first responders.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Gracie.
What's going on, hon?
Well, hear me out.
Now, hear me out. Let me tell you what happened earlier in my day, which put me in a position to
I'm listening. You sound like you're in a tunnel or something. What's happening?
I told you I got that waterproof watch?
Yeah.
Well, it is waterproof.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know in our line of work.
But leaving it on has ruined my day.
I want to hear this story.
She said, quote, it's not really stuck. This is her talking to herself. It's not really stuck. I'm not really about to call 911 for this. We've all done crazy stuff as medics, but I've never done a hand stuck in a toilet. Stop prefacing.
Stop everything.
She told this too. I usually take this out because they don't matter. She told all that to Inside Edition. Inside Edition is the television show of Dumb People Town.
Yep.
Inside Edition is like their nightly news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside Edition is just like fear, 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 fear.
Hand in a toilet.
Dog with three legs.
Fear, 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 hand in a toilet. Look, I understand it's a little bit harsh in some Muslim countries that if you caught stealing, they cut your hand off.
Right.
This is a cut your hand off moment. This is how you learn. This is how other people learn from it. I hate to make an example.
This reporter should get their hands cut off.
Both hands.
Emergency medical services came to Henderson's home to rescue her. Gracie was probably so happy. The operation required removing the toilet from the bathroom, carrying it outside so that all the neighbors can see.
Lay it out on the lawn.
With her hands still in it and then breaking it open with a sledgehammer.
Have the sledgehammer.
That's my point. Yeah. I love our EMS. I have EMS people in my family, but breaking a porcelain toilet with a sledgehammer while a woman's hand is side,
with her face crouching down next to it.
I mean, you yell mazel, obviously.
Of course you say mazel tov. That's right. Yes.
But it just feels a little too... egregious.
Did the people next to her under the blanket wake up when the impact happened?
Do we hit it with a sledgehammer?
The yeas have it.
They hit it with a sledgehammer, broke open the toilet around her hand. Quote, my son was mortified when all the EMS...
Son? She has a son?
It came with the tattoo.
This is when you realize your parents are flawed people.
Yeah.
Was mortified when all the
EMS and fire showed up. Of course they did.
All of them.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew we all wanted to see this. Hey, man, what are you guys doing? Are you doing anything right now?
We're going to need backup.
Yeah. You know that they're not taking it seriously as they're leaving the station, people are saying to each other, who are you riding with? Because we've already got four.
Come with me.
Jump in with us, and then you can ride back with them.
Don't even worry about making dinner tonight. We're going to watch this, and then we're going to go out for dinner.
Dave and Buster's.
Henderson now needs a new toilet for the home. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
She already has something that is almost as perfect, a new plunger donated to her by Inside Edition.
Inside Edition could do? Inside Edition should take care of everything.
But Inside Edition should have tons of plungers because they live in the shit.
Yeah,
that's what they do as a TV show.
Quote, this is my best friend from now on, Gracie Henderson told the show.
I can't believe the author didn't do an Inside the Toilet Edition.
I just... The moment she never reach into a
never
pipe.
Reach.
Wait, what's the what's her best friend?
The plunger. Not her son.
Wait, for
or
real?
Her dog.
That's what she said.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
Not a bit.
Not her son or her dog.
It wasn't just like a symbolic metaphor.
No, she means like, it. For real.
You're my best friend now.
Yeah,
forever.
You're my best friend.
You listen
now.
To me. You don't talk back.
You're gonna want to go to the movies?
You fix things. You fix things for me.
Do you think the reporter had to refrain from writing? From what I hear, the plunger is a shitty friend.
No. Would have been a good one.
Probably good.
Crappy probably situation.
She turned to the plunger and said, sucks to be you, and then laughed.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
This is the number two bad thing that's happened to her today.
That's going
to
do it for our second story. Our third one coming up. It's going to be a hard listen, and I have a disclaimer.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. All right.
Okay, that second story really bowled me over.
Oh! Under the blanket. Get under the blanket. Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a new movement to have plungers in every new house.
No, all right.
You really reached into the bowels for that last story, Dan.
I'm not doing this.
All right, fine.
I hate to dump all my problems on you, but that's what I do.
Oh, crap. We have one more story left.
That was our number
two story.
It's
like I lit a fire in here.
Yeah.
It's like, these guys are like, yeah, we can do it.
Oh, yeah.
We're allowed to go there?
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed our number two story.
Oh man!
I can't help it.
The clock that handled All right, we'll be back with more Dumb People Town. Rob Corgi, Dan Van Kirk, right after this.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. As we mentioned earlier, come see us in Kansas City this weekend. You have to.
Yes, we're at the Improv from the 11th through the 13th. And hey, we're going to be in Tulsa at this comedy festival that's there September 8th and 9th. I think we're going to be doing a live Dumb People Town there. We're going to be in Houston, Texas, November 17th, 18th, around there, whatever that weekend is. We're going to do another live Dumb People Town there, which we will make sure that gets recorded. Mm-hmm. So check our website, supersclars.com. We're about to update that, and we are literally putting our fall together for the live shows and how we're doing that. One last thing I want to ask you about, Rob, is there going to be a children's spinoff?
Children's Hospital.
We're talking about it
now.
About
it.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So that show is so good.
Happen.
That show won Emmys. Period. Period.
I know, right?
I mean,
weird.
I mean, it fantastic. To stand up there and hold an Emmy.
It's, yeah.
There, how many times did you thank God in one speech? Gave all the glory to God. And then in one speech, you took it back
to him.
From God.
I just said to him.
To him.
I didn't even have to say God. I knew. I was look up.
I wish you would, in one speech, say, listen, I know a lot of people give glory to God. I'm going to take a little bit back from him.
Yeah. He's had enough. Enough
maybe
glory.
You can give a little
what
bit
about
to
a
us?
Little to the kid over here.
Okay, yeah. So the next time you win an Emmy, I want you to take some glory
off.
From God.
Spin off.
I say the next time because I'm that confident that it's going to happen. Well, let me just be the first to say that I hope it goes, and I'm going to thank you ahead of time for including us in it already.
Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
That's really confident.
No, we actually had reads. We had some twins read, and we found some great, funny twins.
Ouch.
That's great.
Because we can't only do twins.
No, you got to look around and you
got to look around. I mean,
it's a lot of great talent out there.
Don't stick your hand in the toilet on that one. All right, we have one more story. Yes. Dan, read the disclaimer.
What's the disclaimer?
Well,
the disclaimer
first, I want to say it was sent in by Eric James Hiltner.
Mm-hmm.
Hiltner.
Taken to the Hiltner.
Yep. At EJH_3K.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Just a short little race.
3K.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Here's my disclaimer. I wrote this out for our listeners, for everybody in Dumb People. This is going to be a tough to hear, and it's important to keep in mind that no one dies.
Okay, good.
And most important of all, I checked to see if this was fake, and I don't think it is. I should disclaimer that disclaimer by saying
it could be fake.
It's Dumb People Town, so if it's fake, feel free to let me know because we're all in this town together.
You know, the story may be fake, but the comedy that we create around it is very real.
I don't think it's fake. I tried to find out. Oh, also,
it's like wrestling, man.
So you've been forewarned wherever you're at. Be prepared.
Okay.
Also, this may be the dumbest of the dumbest people to ever reside in our little town.
Holy crap.
Here we go.
If I only read the first sentence to you guys, hoping to cure his constipation.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get her hand up there.
A Guanzhou, I can't say it. A man recently inserted a live eel up his anus.
No. No.
Yep. That had little to do with constipation.
I did not think that's where that was going to go.
It is. It is where it went. Unfortunately,
I'll never stick unagi up my ass again.
Believe it or not, unfortunately, it made his insides worse.
That's called a caterpillar roll.
A lot worse.
Oh.
Well,
think about the eel. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the eel. Yeah. Eel's probably like, what are we doing right now?
I think all parties were hurt by it, including us.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible to do that to an animal.
I mean, the fact that Richard Gere still has to answer questions.
Leave
to this.
Animals alone, fucking perverts.
Okay, do we believe that the Richard Gere thing really happened?
No.
Is it where there's smoke, there's fire?
No.
But why aren't they coming up with those things about other people? Why was it? Why
they
do
they do?
Yeah.
But why is a great one about Ron Howard?
What did Ron Howard do?
Do not say what did he do. Say what is the lie?
It's the
alleged
urban,
Ron Howard
the urban myth
is what?
That he pays. Hookers extra so he can beat them up.
No.
Now that's becomes a story like that because it's Ron. It's the most
only
unlikely.
It sounds unlikely. I hope it's not happening.
I would like
of course
to say
it's not happening.
To Ron Howard, listening, I didn't laugh.
No.
Jason and Randy definitely laughed.
We laughed at how absurd it is.
I laughed at the absurdity of the story.
We're doing God's work, Mr. Howard. We're helping you out.
Happy to be in anything.
Like debunking
that you...
this.
Because the idea
but
of
Richard
Ron
Gere
punching anybody
but
is crazy.
But now let's get back to the story. Yeah. Richard Gere sticking a gerbil up his ass.
Well, which is
I think that's another thing. Like, he's, you know, at the time was just like the hottest actor
married
around,
Cindy
so
Crawford.
Handsome.
Like, how can we bring
take
him down
a peg?
He's just the most unlikely person, so that story fits.
With a gerbil up the ass.
Right. Yeah. But this guy...
I'm a great conspiracy debunker.
I actually think I'm going to watch your conspiracy debunking show on Adult Swim.
People hate it.
They do. I have a theory about why people hate it.
Why?
Well, I want you to debunk it. I want you to debunk your theory of why people hate it. Yeah. I think it's just a bunch of people who are out to get you and trying to take you
down. I think the whole Richard Gere gerbil thing was financed by like a society for more hamsters in the world. Like they're like trying to discredit both him
and now we're polluted with the things. They're everywhere.
God. And guinea pigs.
Rob, can I also say that if you created like a 1994 A&E network looking conspiracy debunking show on Adult Swim where you create the
that's
conspiracies that you're also debunking would be hilarious.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
Like playing it so straight and so like Bill Curtis.
Dan, mail this idea to yourself.
Pitch it to him.
Wait, Rand, whatever happened with your family?
Do you want to run the tape back and so you don't have to say that on the air?
And the gerbils.
We might.
Whatever happened to your family and the hamster? Did you not get one?
They want guinea pigs. My kids want guinea pigs so badly. Exactly.
Thank you.
They want one really bad?
Yes, they want them so badly.
That's all right. My son wants
an
Apple Watch.
Tell you something
cool? Neither of them need it.
Look, an Apple Watch doesn't take a shit all over your bedroom.
It does in other ways.
My kids had an African pygmy hedgehog.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why?
It's illegal in California.
Where did it go?
It died.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are riddled with disease.
Tell me you brought it back from Florida.
No, even better. I was in Florida when my wife went. She called me and she was like, I got a great idea for a pet. She's anti-pet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm going to get an African pygmy hedgehog.
It will die soon, and then they'll never want a pet again.
She's like, I'm meeting a guy in a parking lot of a Krispy Kreme in the city of industry.
No! All of those words.
That's a dumb people town story.
Sandy,
right there.
No. Or it's like the opening scene to like Better Call Saul, like an episode
it's
of that.
So
that's
up.
The point at which you call me and you say, please go talk to her.
Go
tell her
talk her down.
You and Amy, go talk her down.
She texts you again. I'm at the parking lot. His office is under a blanket.
What?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I made her FaceTime me while she was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
So I could watch her get raped and murdered.
Oh, that's my horrible. Lord.
But she bought this animal?
She bought it. Well, the pygmy hedgehog chose her.
Yeah, that's true. That is how that works. Yeah.
And then it died. It died of wobbly hedgehog disease.
No.
That's a thing.
No.
Yeah, did they're riddled with genetic backyard? Diseases.
Can,
oh, yeah.
Can people die of wobbly hedgehog disease?
I do not think so.
I can't believe George Clooney stuffed a African hedgehog up his ass.
Happens. Yeah.
Here we go. And this is how the rumors get started. And I can't get my son to stop playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
In LA, I think it's called Franklin Canyon Park.
Okay.
It's the pond where they shot the opening scene to the Andy Griffith Show.
Ooh.
It's like up in the hills. It's this gorgeous park that I found by accident. Right. The road you go through it is only open when the sun's up.
Okay.
Wild guinea pigs running all over the place. Just take the girls there and let them see them and then take the girls back home without one.
No, my friends, I can't get into this.
Get a betta fish.
We have
guinea
beta pig. Fish.
Died.
One died. Yeah. One is still working.
Shit.
We're still beta.
One's still working.
One's still working.
One's still working.
One broke. One's still working.
What happened to the fish, Dan?
It broke, honey.
One broke.
It broke.
And the other
it
one's broke. Still working.
Its batteries
one
died. Defective. Its batteries
died. It died from wobbly hedgehog disease. Stop it.
The eel makes his insides worse. The 49-year-old man, surnamed Louis... Lou, I'm not good, guys.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. He stumbled, of course he did. That's the most accurate part of this story.
You got an eel up your ass.
Into a hospital last week in severe pain from the mother of all stomach aches. I hope that's how he described it. Doctor, I got the mother.
Is this written after the mother of all bombs?
I know. Doctors saw that his stomach was swollen up to an abnormal size and immediately rushed him into surgery. Uh-huh. During the operation, they were surprised to find an eel
still alive.
This is like the words I'm about to read, that it's true. Swimming around inside him.
Fuck.
Just those words put together are everything's gross. Wrong, no matter what has happened.
This is the moment, though, where you do like where you're testing the waters as to whether you're gay or not, just as you're putting it in.
Yeah,
you're like, saying,
I figure you're jumping
this?
In the deep end. Yeah, I think
he was constipated.
Can I do this?
He was constipated.
You're skipping right over gay and you're in some
you're
other
into a fetish.
Guys, I said
could
he
I
was
this?
Constipated.
He was constipated.
Okay,
all right.
Fine. Yeah.
He was blocked up for
yeah,
sure.
He was.
He's not blocked up now.
No.
Rob has doubled down on the pun game.
Yeah.
Fortunately, doctors were able to extract the eel and save his life. I'm going to ask you guys, how many inches long was the eel? Now, Rob, you are a guest, so you get to decide if you want to go first or you can go last.
Big eel. It's got to be an eel.
How many inches?
I want to go first. Too big to for us to imagine. So I'll say 19 inches.
Ooh. 19 inches.
Like that's the length I think my daughter was when she was born.
Yeah.
I think she was 19 inches. I'm going to say 12 inches.
12, a foot.
Yeah,
a foot long of eel.
I'm going to go
around.
Solid, a queen's foot.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2 feet.
24 inches.
24-inch eel.
The eel pulled out of his body after swimming
still
around
alive.
Inside him. Still
and it might
alive,
have grown a little bit
saved
while
his
inside
life.
Of him.
I'm going to tell you right now, listener at home, make your guess how many inches. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Someone in this room has hit it on the head.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think it's Rob.
The eel.
I think it's Jason.
Is 19
inches.
Yes! Holy gorgeous.
Shit. Wow. Welcome to Dumb People Town.
Nine. Jesus.
Good for me.
Now, does the eel...
This. I'm holding my hands up to show
guys,
you what that
hold
is.
On. Think about what has happened in this earth for us to celebrate. A guy had to do this to himself for us to have this
celebrate.
Moment of existence.
Yeah. Moment that, Rob, that's you got it right. Don't you feel good?
I'm in the Illuminati.
You're under the blanket on that one.
19 inches.
Wow.
Oh,
let's see
my Lord.
God. This is
my God. They have a picture of the eel.
Of him taking the eel out of the man.
Mm-hmm. Yay, look, you can take the eel out of the man, but you can't take the man out of the eel.
Ran again. You could see on his dismount that he was not going to stick it.
That is
Clock that eeled the blockle.
No. Look, that's a story that's going to follow this guy probably for the rest of his life. The gear thing wasn't true, and that's following him around.
Yeah,
this is going to be this is unfortunately going
to
define
he
him.
He won't be able to get rid of the eel.
He's like our Cadbury egg guy.
Yeah, the guy.
I hope it's like a small town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they're like, there
they
he
know
is.
Him. They know yeah. him. What up, hey, ELS? What up, ELS?
How you eeling today? You eel good? What do you want to sit on? You want to sit on that rocking chair? Or you want to sit on? You want to sit in the aquarium? You son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch!
That's the animal
accident. What else you got up there, huh? You got a beta fish?
But the eel's fine.
Later, he told doctors he had heard that a live eel was an effective folk remedy for folk song
from
remedy
who?
From constipation,
from
and decided
who?
To give it a shot.
Yeah.
You never... Hey, you know what else works with constipation? Prunes.
So that's yeah. one lesson learned.
So many things.
Coffee.
It's not clear if they also managed to cure his constipation.
What's the ruling on that when you put an eel up your ass? Is it a catch and release situation? You got to put it right back in the wild?
No, you got to stick it
depends
in someone else's.
19 inches, you can keep it.
19, you can keep it? Yeah. If you have an eel license, yep. you can keep it.
I hope that once his stomach started to hurt because it was swimming around inside of him, he had an equally dumb relative or friend who was like, you just got to let it work its way through, man.
Yeah, yeah man. Just, I think you just got to rub
didn't
honey.
See it through.
Just got to rub honey on your belly and then just some weird ass.
Hey, look. If you cut your stomach with a butter knife, it'll come out and you'll feel better.
Look, unlike you, I'm not a quitter.
All right, so listen.
Did you run 3 times in a circle under the moon?
Well, then you're not doing it right.
You know what? Seriously, some of us are trying to sleep, so get out from under the blanket and deal with yourself
just
out
deal.
There.
This is a good lead into our voicemail that we received about because we when we heard the story, we put it out there to a guy who I'm assuming has several remedies. Like off the grid remedies for constipation.
Home we call them
how
home
to deal
rem.
With home remedies for constipation, and he left us a message giving us all of his just basically
best.
All of his knowledge, and that is of course
he's a lot of knowledge.
Chris Christopherson, wherever he is, let's take
singer,
a listen.
Actor,
home remedy,
home
man.
Remedy, home remedy champion.
Yeah, and now let's just add Drifter to it, Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, hey boys, it's me, Chris Christopherson. Hey, while I got you guys on the phone, I just wanted to know if you could possibly refer me to a doctor. I have a very difficult medical issue that I need some help with. What's the best way to describe this? I'll describe it like this. I'm having a hard time going poop. All right? I'm very backed up, and, you know, I've used all kinds of herbal teas and Chinese medicine that I use from my shaman, my normal medical shaman who I visit, and none of these are working, and so I spoke to a small cactus just outside of my estate, one of my many estates that I have, but in one of my estates that I have out in Laos, New Mexico, Taos, T-A-O-S, not Laos. I also do own an estate in Laos, the country of Laos, but anyway, so I'm all backed up, and I was talking to a small cactus out there, and it told me that if I put any sort of woodland creature up my butt, that could help. And needless to say, I currently have a raccoon, a badger, and a ferret up in my colon right now. And I know you, most people would think that's probably a lot of things I have in your colon. But, you know, if you've lived a life like I have, you know, my colon is basically the size of a small microwave at this point. So if you guys have any doctor referrals, because I traditionally don't go see traditional doctors. Like I said, I mostly use... like a shamans, indie, like voodoo people, you know, pretty much anybody except an actual doctor. So if you have any referrals, I would greatly appreciate it. Please refer it to my assistant. His name is Dennis, and he is a didgeridoo player. That's what he's known for, but he also takes phone calls for me. All right, you guys be well and enjoy life, because this is only the one life that has been given, and it is at that point that when there were 2 footprints in the sand, that was when Jesus was flying. All right.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. That pretty much makes sense to me. That everything does. He said there.
I could almost listen to him talk about anything, thankfully, because he'll literally talk about anything.
By the way, now I'm thinking anything he talks about is in some way, shape, or form, maybe a metaphor for a remedy for constipation.
Also, whenever he talks, I can feel there's always a song in there somewhere. You'd be like, oh, this is why he's so great.
Got to get rid of that eel. Got to release the eel.
It's a folk song.
All right. Rob Corddry, thank you for joining us on Dumb People Town.
So good to have you. This
Open
was awesome.
Invite. Yeah. Open Loved invite.
Go see How to Be a Latin Lover. Watch Ballers new season. You and Elizabeth Warren support everything that Rob does. We have some projects that we're working on
with him.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see those to fruition, but it's just a
Find
joy
that
to have
sword.
You.
Find that sword. In that your grandpa's sword.
I'll ask my mom.
Find that sword.
Ask your mom. She's probably got it in her garage.
Oh, I've got it in a drawer.
She might.
She might have it in a garage.
Might have it in storage.
All right, guys.
No, your brother's going to take it. Get it before
Nate. Get it quick.
All right, guys. Join the Dumb People Town Facebook page. And again, remember to rate and review this podcast just to keep it up in the top things. Thank you, guys. We so appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Dumb, 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 d